7:29, you're listening to Mid-Morning Author, six back-to-back author interviews. You don't have to teach children to like stories. They just do, and storytelling is a natural gift in children. As Emily Neuberger writes in Show Me a Story, children have bits of stories floating around inside their heads. These pieces of narrative, the stories on the inside, can be explored, and just a bit of planning and with lots of joyful intention, they can become the stories on the outside. Emily Neuberger joins us this morning with craft projects and activities from her book, Show Me a Story, published by Story.com, which can spark the storyteller in your child. Hi, Emily Neuberger.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Should we be whispering as your new baby sleeping?
Well, it might be. You're right. I just had a new little baby, and he's happily playing with a friend in the other room. He's
very
okay.
Very good. So, Emily, why are stories good for children and adults?
So, storytelling is just so good for children because it offers them a way to be creative and imaginative. And actually, one of my favorite lines from my book is where I say, "The magic of creativity exists the moment that someone realizes she can imagine beyond her own expectations." Mm-hmm. So, and that's true for adults and children. It's that moment, and maybe you kind of like have experienced it. I'm sure you have. It's that moment where you realize that there isn't a limit to how far your imagination can stretch, you know. And so children realize that trees can be characters and houses can be characters and everyone can live in a shoe. And, you know, it's all of a sudden there are no limits, and that's just a really magical, special moment, and it's so healthy and important for kids.
We've given away our copy. Let me just jump in, Emily. I think we've given away our copy of Karen Kingsbury's book, so thank you so much for your phone calls this morning. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Storytelling also helps children develop important communication and listening skills. It expands their emotional awareness. It helps them with problem solving. And it can also help children develop moral thinking. It encourages them to consider in broader terms what it means to be helpful, hopeful, kind, mean, caring, etc.
Emily, describe your book, because when I introduced it, I said that it was filled with ideas or ways that parents can use to really help their kids become storytellers. It's a very different kind of book.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. I taught high school English, and I teach creative writing now just to children and locally and then across the country, actually. And so I came at this book as a teacher and a parent and as my own kind of, you know, I love to make little people on, you know, collaged onto rocks myself. I'm an artist as well, so I come from it with my own imagination. And so the book is filled with craft projects and activities that help children tell stories, that get them thinking about their own stories, about fiction stories, nonfiction stories. And my intention is for teachers to use it and homeschooling parents to use it as part of their language arts curriculum. It offers wonderful ways to get kids talking about character and setting and plot. From parents who are home with their children or on weekends where they're spending time with their children, it gives them a chance to pay attention to how they play and how they think and to guide them and to give them activities and projects that are in line with the way they think and play. There are so many different kinds of projects in my book. And I encourage parents to watch and listen to how their kids play and then pair their child's playing with one of these activities.
I think the best way for people to understand what's in this book is to have you just start describing or explaining some of these stories. So let's start with the first chapter, which is called Story Starters.
Yep.
What's a story starter? Give us a couple examples and how they really get a child thinking about a story.
Sure. So one of the projects is something called Story Discs, little wooden discs that are decorated with characters and things and places using collage or drawing or even stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And then I encourage children to trade them, to use them to write stories based on the discs that they were given by a friend. They can organize the discs into groups and use those to tell a story. They can use them just they can choose one from a bag and use that to inspire a story. Another project from that chapter is the Story Grab Bag, which is a bag filled with images, numbers, words, ideas that children put into the bag, and then they can, again, similarly choose one to start a story, or maybe do a, I like to have my students do a group story where they sit in a circle and pass the bag, and they choose, and whatever they choose needs to be incorporated into the group story.
Mm-hmm.
So does that give you a little bit of a, and it's such a visual book, so I don't know if there's a way for listeners to see a picture on the website or something, or they can go to Story Publishing and look at a picture, and you can see what these little images look like. They're really enticing and engaging, and they draw children in. They draw adults in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of adults who are really excited about them.
And if you're not a crafty mom or dad listening, or even, you know, if you work in a daycare or if you're homeschooling
yeah.
your kids, that's okay, because the discs, think of them as being maybe half dollar size, and you buy those at a craft store.
Oh,
and
totally. And I give a whole list of where mm-hmm. you can buy all of the materials. And I actually even give some images of my own at the back of the book that people can photocopy and cut out and use themselves for some of the storytelling projects. But yeah, everything's really accessible. I have a list of materials, and a lot of the materials are found in your recycle bin. So I'm
yes.
a big fan of cereal box, you know, cereal box paper for things. You can even, if you don't want to buy the wooden discs, what I tell parents and teachers is cut the circles out of a cereal box and
mm-hmm.
use that as your disc. So, yeah. Definitely, I make it as easy as possible and as accessible as possible.
Or you could go collect stones and wash them and use the stones.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's
yes,
that.
Right.
Another idea. I love the fact that you understand that families live life on the run a lot,
right.
which is why portable projects are so practical. Story
right.
stones are one way to do that, but you also have memory cards and a storytelling jar. Pick one of those and explain what it is, and then how that plugs into life on the run.
Okay, so, well, the storytelling jar is like, think of it as a terrarium for storytelling. So children can take an empty jar and put some story stones, a little felt, you know, little bit of grass, some characters, some little objects that the characters can play with, and take that on the go into a waiting room when they're in line somewhere
mm-hmm.
on an airplane, in a car, and they can just totally let their mind go to a different imaginary place. And what I would like to say about that is that if they've made that jar or if they've made those story stones, it's more likely that they're going to just let their minds are going to go off into that imaginary land, because they've invested their time and energy in making that on their own or with a parent or a teacher. That's the idea that they made it themselves becomes so important in that storytelling process.
I first read about you in a women's magazine, Emily, and was so taken by this whole idea of show me a story. And one of the things that they included in the article was even just taking your kids on a walk with a basket and picking up things along the way, and then bringing them
right.
back and taking one item out and beginning a story, and then passing that basket around, and then another person takes one of those items out. And
right.
you know, so there's no limitation really when it comes to storytelling.
No, there are no limits, and I think it's, you know, can be an individual process, and I think doing it as a community, as a group of people, can be such a nice way to build community and to make connections. And the age of so many screens, which are not always a bad thing, I'm not opposed to screens. My children sometimes watch screens themselves, but in the age of that, it's just so nice to offer something that lets kids make up the stories on their own, and where it's all really their own creative minds coming up with the stories and the ideas. I think it's so important.
The holidays are coming up. Christmas is coming up. And instead of giving individual gifts to a family, maybe you do a family gift. And if it's a family that has children that are preschool all the way through grade school, and this is really kind of who this is aimed at, though storytelling is for all ages, but works best as we're talking about younger kids, this is a great family gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. I really do think it is. I think it's a really nice way to offer families a time to connect and be together and enjoy each other. And have fun together.
Well, we're going to give away two copies right now to callers 7 and 8 who are parents of a child age 4 through grade 5. And if that's you, callers 7 or 8, and you're a parent of a child age 4 through grade 5, and you haven't won anything on Mid-Morning in the past 30 days, pick up your phone right now and dial 260-745-9090, 260-745-9090, and you'll get your copy of Show Me a Story. And we're linking to your website as well, Emily, from the Mid-Morning Schedule page. And I'm blogging this week for our Mid-Morning blog, and I'll be posting a few things from this book because I'm a big fan of this book. When you find something that can really engage people, you know, and stories do that. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of stories that, you know, once you read it, the story becomes yours and for your kids as well. But this is a way to get kids thinking about not only their own lives, but just really, you know, feeding their imagination. And because that's, you know, people that make movies and write books and even make video games, they have great imaginations. You know, they were people that were raised on story. So
exactly. Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. Thank you.
Well, you're most welcome. We will let you go tend to your baby, and it was really nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.